health, even as thy soul prospereth. Well, let me give you a personal invite to our live Church by Phone Miracle Working Blessing Services every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Central Standard Time, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. People are dialing in from all over the world, even from other countries, for prayer. And we are praying that prayer of faith, and God, I'm telling you, He's working miracles in the life of His people. So all you must do is to dial this number at that appointed time, 318-754-0001, 318-754-0001. And I want you to know that every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, I am not alone. Yes, the Canadian prophetess is in this prayer chamber with me. Yes, Prophetess Gloria Johnson from Canada. Well, let me step back, and she's going to give you a personal invite to meet us in the prayer chamber for prayer.
This is the Canadian prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson, and this is the day that the Lord has made. You shall rejoice. It is a day of miracles. It is a day of favor. It is a day of blessing. And it is a day that the Lord God is going to anoint your eyes in the Church by Phone prophecy service on tonight. And I'm telling you, you're going to start to see through the eyes of the prophet. You have seen the destruction around you. You have seen the famine. You have seen death and businesses closing and all manner of evil and attack. Some are afraid to go out of your house in the dark, because you're afraid that even a police officer might come at you for no reason. Some are afraid to go anywhere because you're afraid of that unseen killer that has taken out over 500,000 Americans. Some of you are seeing debt all around you. More and more bills are coming in. You're seeing what seems impossible. But tonight, in the Miracle Prophecy Prayer Chamber, if you will join Apostle Broadnax and myself at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, pick up your phone and call 318-754-0001. Once you're in the prayer chamber tonight, if you want me to minister to you personally and speak the word that God gives me, if you need someone with faith and power to agree with you on anything, just press *5 on your telephone keypad. Now get your pen and paper ready, because I'm going to give you that information again tonight. And every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are in a miracle crusade that is sweeping the nation by church, by phone, and it is going around the world by social media. And all you have to do tonight to be a part of this powerful service is get in a quiet place in your home and dial 318-754-0001 and press *5 on your telephone keypad. once you're in the prayer chamber. That puts your hand up for prayer. Apostle Broadnax and myself are in this prayer chamber until we have gone to every caller with their hands up. He is at the headquarters in Louisiana. I'm coming to you right now out of my home in Canada. But there is no distance in prayer nor the power of God. And people from all across America are calling in for prayer, but they're calling back to brag on Jesus and say, you don't know like I know what he's done for me. There is a miracle for you tonight. And I believe that once you get into the prayer chamber and you put your telephone on speaker and you begin to walk through your house, you are taking the anointing in every room, every corridor of your home. God is going to change your home. But he spoke to me concerning you and your eyesight. I can hear someone say, I don't have a problem with my eyesight. I'm not just talking about your natural eyesight. I'm talking also about spiritual. You've seen so much devastation. You've driven by parts of your city that businesses have closed down because of this pandemic. You've seen death. You've seen destruction. You've seen the enemy acting like he is in control. You look at that baby girl that God gave your mother. You raised her to know the Lord. You did your best for her and did everything that you could. And still the enemy came in. And you look at the pictures of her as a baby. And you see her now. And you think, my God, what happened to her? What happened to my baby? You see a young woman tormented by the enemy. But after tonight, you're going to see the supernatural deliverance of the power of God. Instead of always looking and seeing the problem and seeing things as hopeless, you're going to look through the eyes of God and you are going to see a supernatural miracle breakthrough and turnaround. The Lord spoke to me and said, we're going to anoint your eyes. And when we anoint your eyes and pray over your eyes, if you have anointing oil, have it beside the phone. And if nothing else, just get a bottle of water and put it by the phone, because I'm going to pray over it and anoint it. And you're going to anoint your eyes. You're going to start seeing through the eyes of God. God is going to begin to give you visions. He's going to begin to speak into your spirit. And you will walk into your destiny. But you with cataracts, you with glaucoma, you that the enemy is trying everything he can to try to blind you. You can't even drive at night anymore. Somebody that's listening to me, the devil is trying to tell you that you're going to go completely blind. We are believing God tonight to heal vision, not just physical, but physical vision and spiritual vision. God is going to let some of you see the very angels that have been assigned to you and to your children. Oh my God, it's going to be a supernatural anointing. That is tonight, Tuesday, April the 20th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Call into the prayer chamber at 318-754-0001. Once you're in the prayer chamber, press *5 on your telephone keypad. That raises your hand up for prayer. I believe that after prayer on tonight, you will never be the same. I asked the Lord to bring back into my memory a testimony of church by phone. And he put it in my memory of a woman that called in from Waco, Texas. And when she first called in, she had breast cancer. And the doctors told her that even though she went through surgery, that they saw cancer cells again. But we prayed in the prayer chamber. She went back to the doctor. They retested. She was completely cancer-free. She called back again. Family members had gotten COVID over Thanksgiving. God touched them and gave them a miracle. She needed a financial miracle. She needed God to move concerning the insurance. God did it. Every time she calls back in, it's with another testimony. But the greatest one that I can remember is when she called back in, I believe it was on a Saturday night, and she said, "Prophetess, the son I asked you to pray for has been listening, and he wants to come to the Lord. He was led through the sinner's prayer, and God came into his heart. Jesus became his Lord and Savior." Every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, miracles are happening in church by phone. And all you have to do is call 318-754-0001. Once you're in the prayer chamber, you press *5 on your telephone keypad. That's tonight, April the 20th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. There is a word for you. There is a turnaround. And after tonight, you shall see through the eyes of God. You'll never see the same again.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Good afternoon. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Thank you for tuning in today. And the scripture is coming from John chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. John chapter 3, verses 5 through 8, beginning with verse 5. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.